Welcome to the Automated Daily, Top News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 18th, 2024, and we're diving into the latest and most impactful stories from around the globe. Starting off with health news, the World Health Organization has taken a significant step forward by collaborating with 500 experts to redefine how diseases are transmitted through the air. This initiative, sparked by the confusion during the early COVID-19 pandemic, aims to provide clearer guidelines on airborne diseases, impacting not just COVID-19, but also other infectious diseases like measles. The focus is now on how pathogens travel or remain suspended in the air, moving away from the traditional droplet and aerosol size categorization. In climate news, a recent study from Germany's Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research has brought some concerning predictions. According to their research, global income could shrink by 19% in the next 25 years due to climate change, with potential economic damages amounting to $38 trillion annually by 2049. This study underscores the urgent need for substantial reductions in carbon emissions to mitigate severe economic impacts, especially for poorer nations that have contributed less to global warming but will suffer disproportionately. Turning to medical advancements, the importance of HPV vaccines in preventing cervical cancer has been highlighted once again. In India, over 500 million women are at risk, and the National Health Ministry is considering integrating HPV testing into their cancer control program. The vaccine, recommended for individuals up to 26 years old, has proven effective in reducing infections and precancers, offering long-term protection with minimal side effects. On the political front, President Joe Biden has endorsed a substantial aid package proposed by Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson. This $95 billion package aims to support Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan with military and humanitarian aid amidst growing geopolitical tensions. Despite facing opposition within his party, Speaker Johnson is pushing forward with the proposal, emphasizing the urgency of the situation in Ukraine. In a breakthrough in malaria prevention, two new types of mosquito bed nets have significantly reduced malaria cases in a trial across 17 African countries. These nets, treated with dual insecticides, are being rolled out by the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, offering a cost-effective solution to a disease that continues to claim hundreds of thousands of lives annually. In technology and innovation, researchers are making strides in using AI for medical and environmental advancements. At the University of California, San Diego, AI has identified hundreds of new genes linked to tobacco use disorder, potentially leading to new treatments. Meanwhile, the University of Cambridge has used AI to accelerate the discovery of treatments for Parkinson's disease, identifying compounds that prevent protein clumping associated with the disease. The tech giant Cisco has alerted users about a critical vulnerability in its integrated management controller that could allow attackers to gain root privileges. Users are urged to apply the newly released patches to protect their systems from potential exploits. In a novel approach to tackling climate change, researchers at the University of Queensland have developed a nanogenerator that consumes CO2 to generate electricity. This promising technology could revolutionize industrial carbon capture efforts, offering a more efficient and cost-effective solution. Lastly, in international relations, the UN Security Council is preparing to vote on a Palestinian bid for full membership, a decision that the US is expected to oppose. This comes amid escalating tensions in the Middle East, with increased sanctions against Iran and ongoing conflicts in the region. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you found today's insights enlightening, and we look forward to bringing you more top news tomorrow. Stay informed and take care.